And we are back. So thankful that you are with us. Thank you to everyone who called that last hour, to everyone who called the hour before that as well. Collectively moving into this third hour, either even Stephen having raised everything we needed for these last couple of hours, or within a whisker of it. So we're in good shape. 888-823-5286. We just need to keep going, brothers and sisters. Here is the skinny. Every single hour of this day needs to be met as they come, because there is now nowhere else to put them. Every hour has a burden of its own, and we need to meet each and every hour head on. And what's happened the first couple of hours, Brenda, is we've had this consistent participation, both online and on the phones, right? Not waiting until the last 5 minutes with this avalanche, which we love those avalanches at the end, but we really need those consistent phone calls and gifts to make our goals each and every hour as we move forward. 888-823-5286. And speaking of those generous gifts, Aaron, I think we've got some thank yous.
Got some thank yous. Michael and Laura, who go to St. Thomas Aquinas in Camas, thank you for your donation. With the prayers for their son-in-law in law school. Gosh, we got to pray for those lawyers. And what prompted your donation? I love that we have a Catholic radio station.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Michael and Laura. And Helene, who goes to St. John the Baptist in Milwaukee, said, my love and appreciation for Mater Dei Radio. Well, we love and appreciate you, Helen. Thank you very much for that gift.
All right. So thank you so much. What a great hour that was. Christine Schlesser with us today. Boy, she is such a wealth of information, telling us more about those beautiful icons. We hit her goal, and she took a good portion of the previous makeup as well. So we were within $100 of being even for this hour.
Oh, within 100. Okay.
We are within 100. Okay. So thank you. We're close enough. We'll
this
say.
Hour is one of those hours that this is almost, I don't want to say make or break for the day, but if we can make this hour, boy, are we in a good stead. And we have an incredible challenge in front of us for this hour as well, Brenda. $4,000 is our goal for this hour. When we raise that $4,000, we get another $4,000 on top of it. It could be an $8,000, could be, needs to be. We really are praying that it will be an $8,000 hour.
Absolutely.
And so, no pressure on our guests.
No pressure on our guests, because whatever we don't make, he'll
have to make up.
He'll just have to write
good.
A check.
Yep.
No,
he's good for
he
it.
Will not. He has dedicated so much to our Catholic community, and more especially here at Mater Dei Radio. He was our previous executive director here. We are excited to welcome back Father Tony Galati. Thank you so much for being with us, Pastor at St. Charles Borromeo Church. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for the kind words.
Well, and we know the path to the priesthood goes through Mater Dei Radio. Are we sure about knowing where Pat Ryan is right now?
We don't know. He's walking the hallways there at Mount Angel.
Oh, okay.
Nobody seems to be wanting to let him in any of the classrooms, though. I'm not sure why, but no. Father Tony, thank you so much. You are just such an important part of the ministry here, having been executive director for so many years. And then I would love to think that Mater Dei Radio played a big part in helping you discern your second vocation to being a priest.
Actually, it's a third vocation.
Is it?
Yes, Mater Dei Radio was my second vocation. I left a career in the international shipping business to come here. And then I left here to go become a priest. So Our Lady, I have a special affection for her. And there's no question that she's the reason I'm a priest.
Mm. Father Tony, so you went to Mount Angel.
I did.
That was your seminary. Now, as your third vocation, being called to the priesthood, being in the hallways there, not to make reference to the fact that you very well could have been a father, literally, to the age of that group. Did you sometimes feel like, what am I doing in the seminary with all of these young men?
Yeah, but not very often and not for long. A lot of the guys that are being educated for the priesthood are are good men. And I have to say, I learned as much from them as they learned from me. And it's, I mean, it was a two-way street. In fact, the truth is, I've stayed close to most of my classmates. And in fact, I'm going to be going to, in January, in fact, I'm going to buy the tickets this afternoon. I'm going in January to Fatima.
Oh, beautiful.
As a way to thank Our Lady for my vocation. And then we're going to, three of us are going to go from there to Rome. So
beautiful.
Oh, thank you. As one who has had the blessed opportunity to spend just a day, I didn't get longer than that. And boy, I wish that I did. It definitely was a day outside of time. Like, it's just like time did not exist while I was there on the shrine. And so our prayers go right along with you. Please, if you make it over to the votive area where the candles are being lit, please light a candle for Mater Dei
Radio.
Can do,
you know, I will tell you that I was in Medjugorje
June,
and I did the same thing there.
Oh, praise God.
Thank you
much. We are receiving the graces of that visit even during our fall share-a-thon, so thank you very much
for that. Well, you're so very welcome.
Okay, so let's see if we can get some of these phone calls in, because once again, at this level of giving, $4,000 is the goal. And it is the challenge. Now, you know, $3,900, what an amazing hour that would be. Yeah. But if we could stretch that to $4,000, that would be matched by a $4,000 gift to match here at Mater Dei Radio. We have not had the bell ring all morning long. And that's just a testament to how, you know, many hands make light work, right? Everybody just giving what they can. And we can move mountains and talk about the mustard seed, right? Boy, we have had mustard seeds being dropped over Mater Dei Radio in this pledge drive here. Now, that being said, we do all have our part to play. Mm. But, boy, this would be a fabulous hour to be able to hear that bell ring for Father Tony and for Mater Dei Radio.
And a wonderful gathering is taking place for all of those who give at that level, right? $100 a month or more, or $1,200 or more as a one-time gift, and you are going to be a special guest on the Hill. On the, I mean, gotta make yourself available to that. If that's in your wheelhouse, that's going to be one special gathering.
Absolutely. And maybe you have a friend that you can go in together on this.
Yeah,
you know, $50 a month, you and your friend can join together your pledge to Mater Dei Radio, and the two of you will be invited to this beautiful exclusive gathering at Lady Hill Winery. Of course, it is located in the beautiful countryside near St. Paul, Oregon. Enjoy an evening of fellowship in this beautiful area. That view is incredible, and they will have expertly crafted wines, the best vineyards. You know, you talk about, you, if you are a person who loves and enjoys wine and you follow the different flavors and the different varieties that the world provides, our, you know, the Willamette wine, you know, area and industry, we are getting top marks for our beautiful wines that are made. And so they'll have some of that available for you as well. So
the only thing that's going to beat the wine at that particular gathering are the people that are going to be there. All of whom will have supported Mater Dei Radio in this way. What a wonderful way for us to honor you and for you to participate in a wonderful gathering. 888-823-5286. That ding is our third gift. I have 17 circles on the paper. I think it's going to take 17 individual gifts to get us to that $4,000. And one of those circles is kind of set apart as, in a special way. We need a bell ringer. To get to that $4,000, we're going to need somebody giving at that Lady Hill Winery level, that $100 a month or $1,200 or more as a one-time gift. If you can make that call now, be a part of that special gathering and support Mater Dei Radio in that way, helping us to get to that $4,000 goal. When we hit that $4,000, then that $4,000 is going to be released, and this will be an $8,000 hour. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286. MontredayRadio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app.
A couple of thank yous that we would like to talk about here. Linda, thank you so much for your gift today. You are a wonderful donor, and we appreciate you listening. And then Joan, I'm not going to say the last name. I'm just going to say it's very familiar. Starts with a G. And thank you for that. She attends All Saints. Thank you so very much for your gift. We are well on our way to reaching this $4,000 goal. It is a challenge hour. That means we have to raise $4,000 to get $4,000. It would be wonderful to hear that bell ring. Father Tony Galati joining us today. Father Tony, are you familiar? You're familiar with that because we brought that bell from our studios there at University of Portland, and we've got it hung in the next room over.
We used to ring that bell all the time in the old studios.
Did you get that bell?
I didn't. One of my predecessors did. I think he accidentally obtained it from a source that didn't know it was gone.
Oh my goodness!
They probably
it's
didn't
a
know
stolen
they
bell.
Had.
We're ringing a stolen bell.
Not anymore. It was procured.
Okay,
it was called into a higher service.
Oh my goodness!
It had a calling. Wow, that I don't. I'm impressed you shared that story with us. Well, boy, we would like. You know what? We have made good by using that bell here that. At Mater Dei
It was
Day
not
Radio.
Getting any use where it was.
I love it. That's right. So we put it to good use. 888-823-5286. Please come and help sanctify this bell for good purposes here and serving our Lord and serving Mater Dei Radio.
We've got a good start. $450 in.
Oh, nice.
That leaves
okay.
us with, excuse me, with $3,550 to go.
There we go.
And Father Tony, I have to say, I still don't see any eyeglasses with you.
But the miracle continues.
Yeah.
You remember that.
Oh, how could I forget? This is one of my favorite Father Tony stories.
It was great.
You got to tell this one again.
Yeah, Dave
Sorry.
Has not heard
no,
this story.
I don't
is amazing.
Know this, yeah.
Well, I've had crummy eyes most of my life. Mm. I think I had a lazy eye that turned in. Started wearing glasses at the age of maybe 5.
Oh, my goodness.
And my sister actually had to have surgery at the age of a year and a half because she had something wrong with her eye. Mm. But long story short, I've been wearing glasses or some kind of eye correction for a long time, and I really don't see well without some form of eye correction. Over the years, I started wearing contact lenses.
Mm.
And then over the years, again, the deterioration of the eyes made it difficult for me to read things up close, so I started wearing cheaters, reading glasses. Well, about a year and a half ago, maybe.
Sounds about right.
I was at St. Rose Parish. They have a Wednesday night adoration and confession, 6 to 7, and I was helping out Father Matt there. And it's my favorite night of the week now. I love going there. They have Daniel Overrider, playing a little and singing. And then they have adoration, and then there's three priests hearing confessions. And it's a wonderful hour. I really like it. Anyway, we had a group of people, and I forget the group that they were a part of.
I believe it was the Encounter
yes,
Group,
it
the
was.
School of Healing. Yes,
it was. And for a few weeks, they were coming collectively and doing kind of intercessory prayer.
Mm.
And so one day, they were there while I was there, and I asked them, will you guys just pray for me?
Hmm.
And they said, well, what would you like us to pray for? I said, well, pray for my priesthood.
Hmm.
Well, they prayed over me. And the very next morning, so I left there, I went home, went to bed, got up, went to celebrate Mass at St. Charles. And I put my reading glasses on to read the gospel.
Hmm.
And I couldn't see anything.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't know what to do. And so I kind of took my glasses off, wiped my eyes, and I started reading again, still couldn't see. And so I lifted my glasses up, and suddenly the words of the gospel popped.
Wow.
And so first time I'd ever read the gospel in a Mass I was celebrating without reading glasses.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I went to go do the Eucharistic prayer when I was done. And again, I put my glasses on. It's out of sheer habit.
Right.
And I couldn't see anything. And stupid me, I didn't realize, you know, take the glasses off. But I rubbed my eyes again and did everything I could, and nothing worked. I lifted my glasses, looked down. There, the
words were popping out at me. My goodness.
That's a year and a half ago, or somewhere thereabouts. I'm still not wearing reading glasses. I used to carry them around in my pocket just in case there was some kind of an anomaly. And for about 6 months to 8 months, I carried these stupid glasses around. But I haven't used those in a year and a half.
Oh,
I'm sure
goodness.
My eyes will deteriorate, and I'll ask the encounter people to bless me again. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
But live in the presence and glorify our Lord for that.
No, and I told my people, I said, that were there at the Mass, I got it, and they were the first to hear this story. Mm. And it was like, oh, well, we want to go to Adoration at St. Rose.
Yeah, right.
They wanted to meet the encounter people.
Oh, that is just an incredible story. We love that. Our God is a God of surprises.
He is a God of surprises.
We don't know where we need healing.
No.
But God does. He absolutely does. And as affirmation to what you are doing, to be able to read his words, to pray that beautiful Eucharistic prayer with eyes that can see.
Yeah.
Oh, no, glorify him in that.
And, you know, it had repercussions in all of my ministry. You know, a lot of times I get called in the middle of the night to go anoint somebody who's dying, or just there's something I have to attend to, and usually there's a little rite that I have to read. Mm. And you know, in the middle of the night, you can barely remember to put your socks on, much less bring your glasses. And the truth is, I'm really thankful for that gift when I'm called out where I don't remember to bring my reading glasses.
Right.
So.
Gotta love that. Anyway. Yeah, and again, for us, you would think, well, I mean, that's a big healing. But there are other kinds of healings, and you wouldn't measure it. Lord knows how to measure it.
He knew
what the gift was going to be involved in that. Even those late night visits, he already had that in mind. Like, I want to bless you in this way because I know all the ways it will make a big difference for you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well,
thanks
thank
for telling
you.
That story.
Yeah,
Father.
We'd
yeah,
love that welcome. Story again. How wonderful and how great our Lord is. If you have been touched in a special way by what you have heard here at Mater Dei Radio, please would you consider a gift today? We have got a $4,000 challenge hour here. Now, we are going to go into a break. This is not a total that we can save for the last 10 minutes.
No.
As much as we love the drama of it and we get all excited and everybody's running around, Rolando has yet to get all of his steps in. We could do a lot to help him along the way this hour, but we do need to start getting these pledges coming in. I believe many people are holding on, listening to Father Tony Galati with us this hour. So please take the opportunity now during the break to make your pledge. So you can go online at Mater Dei Radio. .com. That's MaterDei radio.com. You can make your pledge there. You can use the Hail Mary Media app or give us a call because we'll hear that phone ring right here in our studio. And that number is 888-823-5286. Let us know what you are able to pledge today. Let us know your prayer intention, and we will definitely take that to our Lord today as we pray. 888-823-5286. You're listening to Mater Dei Radio's Fall Share-a-thon as we rejoice in hope. And we are back. This is an hour with Father Tony Galati here on this Friday morning of Fall Share-a-thon. Thank you so much for tuning in. We know that lots of people begin really focusing on Fridays because they want to make sure, they want to listen, they want to know if we are getting to all these goals. Well, if we're going to get there, it's because we are going to need you to call in. Now, people have been calling in, and this is just wonderful. Christine was with us this last hour, and she, even as a guest, made a donation
on behalf
of the Classical Iconography Institute. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for all of your generous time being with us here at Mater Dei Radio. Patrick, thank you so much for your gift. He attends St. Joseph in Salem. What prompted his donation? Great family programming.
Oh, praise
God. Look, I have done this before. I'm in my minivan. I would be driving, you know, all of these kids to school all over town running errands. And we'd have the radio station on and the kids would be kind of bopping along in the back of the van. And then a song would come on and there was some lyrics. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Whoa. Wait a second. We're not listening to this station. And they're like, oh, Mom, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Right? It's no, but yes, it is a big deal. Mm. Well, you know what? Here at Mater Dei Radio, you will never have to turn the channel because it is what you don't want your children to hear. In fact, all you're ever going to want to do is keep Mater Dei Radio on because it is a message that they most definitely need to hear. And as your children get older, as mine did too, we ease into this, you know, internet platform, all of the different social medias, Instagram and Facebook. That my kids aren't on Facebook. Right. They're definitely Instagram people for sure. I make sure that on their accounts, they are following me. Mm. We are friends because I want to be able to have access to what they're seeing. And they also link to Mater Dei Radio because throughout the day, they will be getting that message because they see all kinds of messaging when they are online. And they need to be reminded, especially at that vulnerable age, that they are loved, that they are seen, and that there is a God in heaven that yearns to be close to them. So definitely make sure they are following Mater Dei Radio on Instagram and on Facebook, and also that you have access quickly to all of our great locally produced shows at Mater Dei Radio. A couple more thank yous as well to get in. Carolyn, thank you so much for your gift. She attends St. John the Baptist in Milwaukee. We will include your intention in our prayers of the day. Now, here is one as well from Dina Marie.
Oh, Dina Marie. Thank you, Dina Marie.
She is a part of the Lower Columbia Catholic Parish family, and she says she is listening to Father Tony Galati, her former boss. So grateful for our priest. Thank you, Dina Marie.
Yes, thank you, Dina. I miss you.
Oh, you know what? Dina Marie, you won't be surprised at this. She is just as energetic as she has ever been. Yeah. She comes flying in here to Mater Dei Radio, and she just lights it up when she is here. So it is wonderful that both of you still are associated with our ministry.
I was at the Rosary Bowl a couple of weeks ago?
I was, yeah.
I did not get to see her at all. I was tied up hearing confessions most of the time, and then I had to go and...
Well, that's a good excuse. Saving the souls of people who come. I think that she will understand that you were probably even more busy than she was on that day.
Curtis just reminded me we have one more thank you. Thank you to Bill and Jenny Snyder, who just gave in honor of Tony Galati.
I miss you guys, too.
That might be their third.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
Bill and Jenny are good friends. I spent a summer... After they had moved to Idaho, and I spent a summer doing ministry in a hospital, and I got to see them on a regular basis. So, anyway, I miss you guys.
Oh, well.
Six gifts in. We're making our way towards 17. Six is where we need to be right now. But before we hit that break, coming up in about 6 or 7 minutes, we need to have at least another 4 or 5 individual gifts coming in, either on the telephone, online, or on the app, so that we can manage those last 6 or 7 at the top of the hour.
And we have an update. We have $860 in. That leaves $3,140 to go.
All right. What we need right now, too, is to mix in so that we are within striking distance when the time is right, is we are going to need somebody giving at that bell ringer level. We've not yet had one this morning, which is unusual. We've had lots and lots and lots of gifts, but no one giving at that $1,000 or more, or $100 or more per month. When someone comes in with that gift, that's going to make the rest of what we need to raise this hour to hit our $4,000 goal. Vital that we hit this for this particular hour, because we have a $4,000 challenge gift.
Absolutely.
That means we have to hit $4,000 to release that $4,000.
Now, if we are going to play the game of averages here, we are more than halfway through this hour with Father Tony. We should be at hopefully around the halfway mark. We are definitely north of that halfway mark. $3,140 to go. One good bell ringer right now That'll get us to this halfway mark, and then we can start climbing the second half of this hill and getting pledges in at every other level. $750, $360 pledges, several of the $120 pledges, and whatever else in between, and together we will get the rest of that way. But we need a substantial gift now to get us to that halfway mark, so that way, boy, we cannot wait to the top of the hour, the 5 minutes before the hour. We need to hear that bell ring.
Let that bell ring, and then I would assume that Father... my goodness. Ask and you shall receive. Now, Aaron is out, but this gives us this gives us a chance to get ready for this. Father, I would bet you got a pretty good set of pipes. You gonna sing along with Frank Sinatra on this?
I don't think so. I think you'll have people turning off the radio.
Father Tony is unwilling, we have a very willing person who wanted to join in. So let's see what we can do here.
Bells go ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
There you go.
Sister Teresa Harrell was in this first hour. She was like, I absolutely want to sing. And we did not get that bell ring. So we got her to step next door and record. Can we hear that again? That is just so fabulous. I love it.
And the bells go ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Bam! There we go. Thank you, sister, for that. That was absolutely fabulous. She's filling in, standing in, as Aaron says.
She was the one and only guest who was like, I would love to sing.
Yeah, right.
And of course, no bell ringers until just now.
No bell ringers.
God
bless
you all.
Who else is a one and only? Our good friend George. He made another pledge.
God bless you, George.
This has got to be,
pretty sure that's number seven.
Yeah, pledge number seven. Thank you, George, for
Thank you, George, as well.
Anthony goes to St. Charles. He is praying for all newly ordained priests within the last 5 years. How many years have you been a priest now, Father Tony?
About 4.5.
Okay, so you're included in that as well. And this one I am very happy to announce. Dolores, who attends St. Joseph's Catholic Church.
This is our,
and when I say our, it's the Aiken family's Nana D.
Nana D is still doing amazingly well.
We are so grateful for that pledge as well. I love it. Now, she is not independent anymore. She is in a group facility, and I'm sure she is probably listening this morning just to enjoying all that Mater Dei Radio has to offer. God bless you, Nana.
We're about 2 minutes before the break. We're seven gifts in. We'd love to have a trinity of calls, a trinity of gifts as we go to break that we can announce as we come back out of break. That would give us 10. Give that gift in honor of Our Lady after that, and we would be at 11 and definitely where we would like to be as we head toward the top of that hour. Again, the top of this hour. Seven individual gifts in. We are making our way to 17. Can you be one of those providing that trinity of gifts as we go to break? 888-823-5286 will receive that first gift in honor of the Father. We'll receive the second gift in honor of the Son. We'll receive that third gift in honor of the Holy Spirit. And then we'll receive that fourth bonus gift in honor of Our Lady, putting it all in a pretty box with a nice bow on it. Help us as we go to break here. Again, in about 90 seconds, let's get those phone lines filled up at 888-823-5286, making our way to $4,000. When we hit that $4,000 mark, it's going to release a $4,000 gift, brothers and sisters. This will be an $8,000 hour with your generous support. 888-823-5286. We'll give you an update on the other side as well, because that bell did ring. We'll have a dollar update as we come back as well. 888-823-5286, MaterDeiRadio.com, or on the Hail Mary Media app. And we are back, so grateful, so thankful that you are with us. The telephone number to call, 888-823-5286. We asked for that trinity of calls as we were going to break. We did get that call in honor of the Father, looking for that gift in honor of the Son, the gift in honor of the Holy Spirit, and then one in honor of Our Lady. But we are now eight individual gifts in on our way to 17. So looking for 9 more gifts as we make our way to the top of the hour. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286.
I've got an update for us.
All right, and we have an update.
And a thank you. This goes to Stephen, who attends St. Pius X here in Portland. And he says, I challenge all Knights of Columbus to call in and pledge from the St. Pius X Knights. I'm sorry, I can't read everything. But so thank you, Stephen,
thank
for your donation.
Yeah, to God all of our brother you. Knights out there, make a phone call. Mater Dei Radio, a tremendous friend of the Knights of Columbus.
And I have an update for us. We have $3,210 in.
Oh, my goodness.
With $790 remaining to go. God bless you all. Wow. That's amazing.
Well, Father Galati, that's a good update.
That's a huge update.
We said we'd have an update at the end of the break, and that is an update that we love to hear. So just $790 to go, Father.
Small work.
Yeah.
Well, but we're grateful for every nickel.
Absolutely.
Now, you sit in a particular kind of a special position. You know what it's like to be Rolando and to look at on-air pledge drive, know what your bills are going to be in the next 6 months, and know that you're going to need to raise money from our faithful family in order to pay those bills.
No, it's a hand-to-mouth existence sometimes. Yeah. And, you know, today actually is a perfect day. We used to pray for rain because it would keep people, you know, out of their yards and off their walks and at home where they could listen. But yeah, it's a tough thing at times. I got to tell you, I loved Share-a-thons. Mm. Just the drama and the excitement and all that stuff. I knew a lot of non-Catholics that actually would tune in during Share-a-thon because they were rooting for us.
Yeah.
But it's a tough thing, and it's long, hard days, and there's a lot of running. And you know, the old place that we were in was one level.
Oh,
here we've got two levels anyway, plus a parking.
And making your
problem.
Way up the hill and all that good stuff. Yeah.
So anyway, but I. Never done it here.
Mm.
In fact, I might.
You've been here
up.
Pretty much every one.
I've been to every one, but I don't. I've never done a Share-a-thon here.
Oh,
to run
sure,
the place.
As a volunteer.
Yeah,
right.
As a volunteer. Yeah. Mm. So maybe next time I'll spend a little more time hearing phones ring in the back.
Yeah, it is an exciting environment. Mm-hmm. And now the update again, making our way to $4,000. When we hit that $4,000 goal, that's going to release an individual $4,000 gift, making this an $8,000 hour. Thus far, $3,210 raised, $790 to go. Would love to fill that gap, that $790 gap. Looking for the next call in honor of Jesus.
Okay.
The third call in honor of the Holy Spirit, and then the gift in honor of Our Lady. And I bet if I'm thinking right, and I bet I am, I bet that gift in honor of Our Lady, three gifts from now, would be the one that takes us over the top and meets our goal and releases that gift. So can you make that call in honor of Jesus? Looking for a trinity of calls now. We got that call in honor of the Father. Looking for that call in honor of the Son. Then the call in honor of the Holy Spirit. And then bring it home with that call in honor of Our Lady. 888-823-5286. Who will make that call in honor of Jesus? 888-823-5286. Boy, and Father, I see what Father's reaching for. If we have one of those prayer shawls, bam.
That's it for sure. Yeah. In fact, Dusty Rose Remains and Blue Twilight. And these colors are beautiful, but I've got to share this. Pictures do not do enough justice to the beauty of these things. They're absolutely gorgeous. The colors are vibrant. So, boy, one of those prayer shawls, $750, we'll get there. We'll get there, and that'll be almost all of what we need remaining. I was just out there chatting it up. I'm sorry. I was not... working. I was not
the
paying
people
attention.
Were demanding it.
Well, they're like, where is
they've
she?
Been talking about for hours. When do we get our Brenda time? They said, well, when do we get our Brenda time?
You know what I was doing? I was talking with one of our volunteers, and I said, I need to get back there and you know, get the phones ringing. And she said, oh, good, do that, because she said, I'm the next one who is going to who is on the list of picking up calls, because they all want to call, they all want to answer the phone calls when they come in, so they have to set up a rotation. Siblings are in that next room over. They're always the competitive. So mom said, nope, you kids line up one at a time. Those calls will be coming in. So Audrey is the next one to take that call.
Audrey.
So is the time to call.
That's right. Shout out to Jan. She's back there keeping everybody in line.
But Audrey taking that phone call in honor of Jesus. So make that phone call now and just tell her. Say, Audrey, I'm calling in honor of Jesus. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286. 10 minutes left, looking to cover this last $790.
This is what happened. We've come so far.
Yeah.
And we got, wow, that was such a big, you know, goal to get to, $4,000 to challenge it. And then we whittle away. We have a few hundred dollars yet left, $790. And people go, oh,
yeah,
they'll get that. Somebody else will call in.
I'm working on a little ditty.
We're only going to get there is if you call in.
I'm working on a little ditty for this. It's just kind of running through my... We got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Did you make that up yourself?
Yeah, just something I'm working on. Just the beginning of it. 888. I'll have more later. 888-823-5286. The opposite is actually true. To your point, we've come a long way. And
yes,
now
we
just have a few steps to go. Three calls, three gifts, in fact. But to your point, Brenda, that's the thing. Like everybody goes, oh, they'll make this. Huh.
I think we got to work on the lyrics.
Yeah.
We got a short way to go and a short time to get there.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Is that...
Yeah, that probably makes more sense.
Look, I mean, it does seem like a short amount, except when you add to the fact that this is a challenge hour.
That's right.
There is an additional $4,000 waiting to be unlocked for this hour. We've got 9 minutes to get there. In any amount, please, will you consider giving us a gift this hour? Just give us a call. Audrey is there waiting to take your pledge at 888-823-5288.
Father, can you lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving?
Yeah.
This mountain that we have made our way up is already so significant. And pray that the Lord might stir the hearts of a few more that we might get all the way there.
Good and gracious God, we give you thanks for the gift of another day and another opportunity to praise your most holy and glorious name. We ask you to stir the hearts of our listeners to support this radio station that really does promote nothing but you, Father, and we ask your grace and your tempering of the airwaves and the hearts of our listeners to raise a little extra money for this hour so that we can get full benefit of the gifts that have already been given. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
That's beautiful. Amen. Father, you sound like have you done some radio in the past? I'm just kidding. We know.
I have mic fright. They had to drag me kicking and screaming in here when I was the executive director.
I seem to remember that. In fact, Dina Marie once had said that to me. She goes, that is amazing that Father Tony is, that you're getting him on Share-a-thon. I'm like, he is fantastic. He gets up there. She says that. We could never get him to come on the air with us.
Gosh.
He was more than happy to do the running around and keep everybody taken care of.
Well, Our Lady keeps calling me to do the things I just don't want to do sometimes. I mean, I didn't want to come into the studio for talking to a mic, and I quite frankly never wanted to preach homilies
or any of that
stuff. So anyway, I keep getting called to do the things I don't think I'm any good at. So.
Well, you have responded to the call from Our Lady, and she calls each and every one of us. Sometimes it's right in our wheelhouse. Sometimes it's a little uncomfortable, but we still continue to say yes to that urging. We're asking you this hour, will you consider saying a yes in supporting Mater Dei Radio? We have got 6 minutes left.
Ooh.
6 minutes to get to $790.
We $760 to
go now. $760. All right. So that is $760 away. Still looking for, so that would be the gift that we just reported in honor of Jesus. Looking for the gift in honor of the Holy Spirit, then one in honor of Our Lady. Who could step forward, make that gift now? It would be wonderful if someone came forward and claimed one of those prayer shawls at that $750 level. But whatever portion of that $760 you can take, bam, there's one. That's that call in honor of the Holy Spirit. Now we are calling, asking for that call in honor of Our Lady, that gift in honor of Our Lady. I believe that mixed with that call that's on the line right now, that is being processed right now, that will give us what we need. I just, in my heart of hearts, I want that gift in honor of Our Lady to be the one,
yes,
that takes us over the top and then releases that $4,000 gift. Make that call now and we'll be able to give you an update. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286. If you give it that prayer shawl level, we are guaranteed to have that gift take us over the top. But don't let that stop you. Whatever that gift is that the Lord God is stirring in your heart, call and give that gift in honor of Our Lady right now. 888-823-5286. 5 perfect minutes left.
Okay, what portion can you take? Father Galati is with us this hour. We have got just a little ways to go. Father Galati, that number is right there in front of you. Use those miracle eyes and give us that number, please.
Well, the number is 888-823-5286.
That number has not changed.
It hasn't changed. I dream about that
number.
20
years. You dream about that number. All right. So Father Tony has given you the number. We are asking you to please respond this hour. What portion of $760 can you make? Well, please just give us a call and let us know at 888-823-5286. We've just got 4 minutes to go. They're just like hanging on this. I know they're going on the line at materdeiradio.com, and they are also using the Hail Mary Media app.
Okay.
Thank you so very much for that on the line pledge. We are getting just closer and closer each and every time.
$560
to go. $560
to go.
$560 to go. Brothers and sisters, who might step forward and give that $50 a month gift? That would cover everything, but any portion of that $560 now with just 3 minutes left, any portion of that that you could take, we would greatly appreciate. Father Tony, may we have your blessing, and then we're going to push this thing to the top of the hour.
Well, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Good and gracious God, again, we give you thanks for the gift of this radio station. We ask you to bless everyone involved with this effort, listeners, supporters, volunteers, board, staff, and associates, whatever that might be. We ask you to grace their hearts and inspire in them a desire to help continue this effort and this ministry, which does so much for so many people. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And
here
Amen.
We go with 2 minutes left. Let's get at least a couple of people on the line. Love to have giving on the phone lines. Love to have a couple of people online as well. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. 500, what'd you say?
560.
Oh, 560.
No. 310 now.
310.
All right, $310 to go at 888-823-5286.
And we'd like to say thank you to James. He has helped us get to this goal. He attends St. Mark's in Shoreline, Washington. Thank you for that. I know that our Mater Dei radio signal does not reach there, so he is listening on the Hail Mary Media app or on the line. Thank you so very much for that. We will include your prayer intentions with ours this day.
2 minutes to go. Now, here's the thing. $310 left. Who can call in that $25 a month gift or that $310 gift overall? That's what separates us from a $4,000 gift being released. If we can raise that $310, we get to add that $4,000 to it. If not, we don't. Over $310. You could give a $310 gift right now and be responsible for an additional $4,000. Brothers and sisters, who has that in their wheelhouse to give, that $25 a month or that $310 overall gift? 888-823-5286. So close. With 1 minute left, let's hear those phones ringing. 888-823-5286. Looking for a short person on this one.
That's
it's
right.
Not going to be more than $310.
For
who
sure.
Can step forward and release that $4,000 gift for us?
888-823-5286. Please, if that person is listening, just get on the phone. Let them know you want to take up what's left. And then, yeah, everybody, just continue to call in any amount. Maybe all you have is $10 a month. Great. We would love to use your $10 or $20 a donation just one time, and we will multiply that to keep Mater Dei going. 30 seconds. $310. The door is open. We are waiting to get that thumbs up sign, but nobody is calling in. We need you to call in right now and let us know what portion you can take. 888-823-5286. Please give us a call now at Mater Dei Radio.
Curtis just gave me the high sign. We made it.
We made it.
We made it. All right. Oh. There we go. All right.
Wow.
Fabulous.
God
love
bless
it.
You. Thank you so very much.
Fantastic.
I am relieved.
Yeah.
I was
$4,000 gift.
Is it? I know we're not supposed to. God says, you know, give me all your anxiety said again, but I was starting to feel it there a little bit there at the
take
end.
Take a couple tums. You'll be okay.
Okay. Thank you. I am going to do that. Father Tony, always a wonderful hour when you join us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so very much. All right, so we are going to kind of get a little air moving back in here again. That was very, very close.
We're going to pick Brenda up off the floor, and we'll keep going.
All right, we're going to keep going. We have got one more hour left of this Friday morning segment of our Fall Share-a-thon. So we're going to get ready to get a new goal. And we've got another guest
ready
to join us.
That was an $8,000 hour.
Oh, praise God. You are listening to Mater Dei Radio. It is our Fall Share-a-thon as we rejoice in hope.